Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's crank it up and make our picks for Week 5 of the National Football League.
It's time for Joe and John's weekly football picks.
All right, well, we do it every single Friday at this time, entering a new week of NFL games where we make three selections. And, of course, we try to steer you in the right direction for you to make some shekels, make some bucks. All right, so last week I went 3-0, up in my record at 10-5. John with a quality week as well. He went 2-1, up into his record at 8-7. We turn to, actually, I guess I said week five. What is it, week six? Getting confused because of the bye week. Week six, yes, John Ritchie, your first pick. What do you got?
The Bengals beat the Ravens in overtime last week. It was a great game.
Ravens beat the Bengals, you mean?
No, the Bengals and Ravens went into overtime. The Bengals beat the Ravens beat the Bengals.
Correct, yes.
So the Bengals still not on all cylinders, but they're playing the Giants, man. The Giants and Malik Nabers, who is incredible, is out with a concussion, most likely. It feels like the Bengals can absolutely get it done against this team without their best player. If they can't get it done against this team without their best player, I don't know when they can. So the Bengals -3.5 over the Giants.
I have the same game for the same reasons. Just lock it in. Go make money.
The Bills are a really good football team this year. They're playing that way. Their quarterback is valuing the football. The Jets have really been rough, and we know they fired their head coach. That's going to make a difference. Firing the head coach, it does something, man. The Bills are a better team. There's no doubt about it, but I think the Jets, because Robert Saleh is gone, everyone's looking over their shoulder. They will play with extra intensity. The Bills are without a doubt the better team, but the Jets will figure out a way. The Jets +2.5.
All right, so we're 2-for-2. I have the same game. I swear to God, they're pre-written down. Devin, I'll show you here. They're already written down. They're right there.
I see.
I'm not changing on the fly. I have the same game for the same reasons, +1, which is the Jets also demoted their offensive coordinator. So that Hackett guy no longer calling plays.
Well, Aaron Rodgers is the offensive coordinator.
You know
yes.
what?
Let's be honest.
But here's what's really interesting. Aaron Rodgers and Hackett very close.
Yes. I was surprised at that.
Very surprised. And I actually think that bodes well for the Jets as long as Aaron Rodgers doesn't.
I think my theory is that Rodgers didn't want it to be Hackett because then everyone would know that he got Saleh fired. So he was like, fine, don't make it Hackett.
Well, that's... That would be devious.
Everybody knows he got a fire.
I know, but it would confirm it is my point. You know?
I am picking the Jets +2.5 as well. John, your third. We'll see if for the first time ever we're in agreement on three picks.
I'm taking the Commies. +6.5 at the Ravens. The Commies are really good, and that's just a big number. And the Ravens, they're solid, but the way that they are ground-based, we know that they might not be able to air it out and score tons and tons. It just feels like they're more pedestrian. When the line is that big for the Commies, who can score, I'll take Washington.
All right, so I'll just say this. I'm not picking the Eagles, nor am I picking the Browns, but I do think the Eagles' line is too high. I never pick against the Eagles. I just don't want to have any rooting reality of picking... rooting against the Eagles.
Very big.
I don't do that. But I think 9.5 is too big for a team that turns it over that much. But we'll say. My third pick, I'm picking the Cowboys. They're home and they're underdogs.
Gross.
I know. Cowboys +3 versus Detroit is my third selection. And I'll say this about John's pick of Washington over Baltimore, at least from a point spread standpoint. This is like the first time in about 4 or 5 years where you actually got to pay attention when NFC is game. And root for the team playing Washington.
They're 4-1. Washington.
It doesn't normally matter,
yeah.
Right? Whatever. Washington, you win a game. Who cares? You're only getting a 6 or 7 anyway. But now it's like, all right, I guess we got to kind of take them serious. So, with that, those are our selections for Week 6 of the National Football League.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.